As I said, we have a guest this hour who is the executive director of Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association, Nancy Deming. And I'll say good morning, Nancy, even though, of course, we all know it's nice to say good morning. But I think we are all facing something, even SVNA, that is just brand new to us. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, we certainly are, but I want to reassure everybody that Salisbury Visiting Nurse is in full operation. Our nurses and therapists are making visits to our patients 7 days a week, just as usual. That's our mission. We're staying true to our mission. We've always played an integral role in the healthcare continuum by providing care in a setting that's most appropriate for that patient. So there's a time to be in the hospital, and then there's a time to go home. And same thing, you might go to a skilled nursing facility, but then there's a time to go home. And that allows that bed to open up for somebody else that really needs it, but the patient continues to get their treatment at home.
You know, I think it's important. Well, first of all, we'll talk about the clinics are all canceled right now because that's just what has to be done. But I think you just pointed out something that's very important. And I have never gone to a rehab facility. I have always gone home and had SVNA help me in my three surgeries, which were all done in a year and a half period about 4 or 5 years ago. But you just point out something very important. You hear all the time now with this coronavirus that the potential for hospital beds to be filled up is significant. And this is a way where states can find hospital beds by having people in our area, let's say, instead of going into rehab, go home and have SVNA handle it.
Absolutely. And we just feel we're a key player in any scenario and as this pandemic unfolds, whether it's through education. And we have to remember that some people still have wounds or get a case of pneumonia or have a stroke. So they still need care. It's not all coronavirus. And our staff, we keep our patients safe and our staff safe because they're following the CDC guidance, our infection control policies. We pre-screen before we make any visit, and we ask people, did anything change in your home? Did you have visitors? Did anyone travel? Do you have any respiratory symptoms? So that we want to keep all of our patients safe from exposure during this time. So we're doing our best there. And people can feel reassured that we're only going to come in their home if it's appropriate.
And, you know, something else that I thought of when I knew that I was going to interview you is just plain the fact that the homes you're in right now and the people you're dealing with right now, they would be alone and they would be wondering about this pandemic. But by having somebody from SVNA visit them in whatever function they're visiting has to add a great deal of ease to the people that are home alone.
Yeah, I hope it does. That's always been our goal, and we are able to share our education, you know, our knowledge with patients to keep them reassured and doing the right thing. We're constantly reiterating the need for the social distancing and stay home if you can. I mean, our patients are home, but, you know, they're family members. Wash your hands, cover your cough, report any respiratory symptoms, and certainly if you have any, self-quarantine until you know what it is.
So what I'm trying to get across to people who are listening, if you have either parents or grandparents that are alone, even if they're a couple or if they're by themselves and they're not receiving any help from SVNA, this probably would be the ideal time to try it out.
Yeah, especially, you know, if they have a skilled need. We take a lot of factors. We're very careful about not visiting anybody unnecessarily because we don't want to have a potential exposure. So we're taking a lot of factors into consideration, but really it is, operations as usual right now. one of the things, we've always had such strong support from this community, and it's important for us to be there for them now in this time of uncertainty. One of our barriers is we're really short on protective, personal protective equipment, like the rest of the healthcare system. And so that's something we're constantly working on, is acquiring more in dribs and drabs to keep our staff and patients safe.
And I think that's something that people don't realize, that that once you use something, a piece of protective equipment, and you're at a location, you don't use it again.
Right.
I mean, you really go through all, it's and you need financials. I mean, you're not prepared financially for a pandemic where you might have to go through a lot of those things. And that's where the community support comes in.
Absolutely. We've always had great support. And, you know, if anybody, you know, has any of these items, keep us in mind, because they will go to good use.
Well, once again, if people want more information, I'm looking at your website, it's SalisburyVNA.org. And right there, when you go to that website, the latest news from Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association on the coronavirus, there are links that you can go to. There are tips that you can get. There's information not only on that, but on the skilled nursing care, the hospice care, the medical social services. I mean, there's a whole bunch of information people can get right by going to this website. If they're not internet savvy, what is your telephone number where people can contact you?
We're at 860-435-0816.
It's an incredible time that we're all in here. I mean, does it kind of seem surreal to you the way we're operating right now?
Yes, it does. I think we've always had an emergency plan in place, but no plan covers every contingency, and new things rise hour by hour in this pandemic. So we're you know, trying to use trusted sources. We follow the DPH guidelines, the CDC guidelines. You know, and we just keep adjusting. We're small, we're nimble, so we can do that. But I think it is. It's stressful on the staff. With the social distancing, we're only phone conferencing. You know, we don't get together face-to-face anymore because we want to take every step possible to reduce that risk of exposure for every single person and patient. So it's a challenge.
Well, it might be a challenge, but there's a reason why Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association has been around since 1904. A very good reason is it's a service that is really required in this area, and has been always fulfilled since the earliest days with the utmost professionalism. And like I said, as the old commercial, I liked the company so much I bought it. Well, you know what? when I was sick, I took full advantage and used the services three different times in a row of Salisbury VNA. And I know my mother used it. And I just thank that you're all there because the community needs that extra help. And once again, I said, it's the extra comfort also of the people you're dealing with are your friends and neighbors.
And, yes, they are,
and that takes just a whole lot of stress off the situation. Well, once again, SalisburyVNA.org on the web, or 860-435-0816. I want everybody at SVNA to keep safe and keep doing the great job that you're doing here in our area.
Thank you so much.
All right, Nancy, thank you.
Have a good day.
Right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. That is Nancy Deming, Salisbury VNA, an integral part of dealing with day-to-day issues and medical issues, but also, like I said, a calming effect, especially during a pandemic like this in our area. SalisburyVNA.org.